Grace and peace to you, my friends. My name is Betsy Turner. I am the pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church. And this message is for May 17th, 2020, the sixth Sunday in the season of Easter, and our 10th Sunday of gathering in this alternate way due to the coronavirus. We continue to not gather together, at least through the month of May. And I encourage you to continue to shelter in place where you are and stay safe. Our session will be meeting this Sunday afternoon by Zoom call to make the next set of decisions, and I would invite your prayers for them as they figure out what comes next for the congregation. We will let you know what they discern together. I'm thankful for their prayerful and compassionate leadership during this time. I'm actually thankful for the whole congregation and all the ways you have been compassionate and faithful, all the ways that you are staying in and staying in touch and staying generous. I'm thrilled that in the past week or so, Gina Ridgway was able to make her way safely to our church on her own in isolation and record a few hymns for us on the organ in the sanctuary. Would you join me in singing, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing"?
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise His name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's unfailing love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I've come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the throne of God. He to rescue bought me with His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above.
Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship You. Help us to quiet the other voices so that we might hear You speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates, through the gift of technology and by the power of Your Holy Spirit. And grant Your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come, and be with us. Amen. Our scripture reading today is a selection from Acts chapter 17. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, "To an unknown God." So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. This is what I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And God is not served by human hands as if God needed anything. Rather, God gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one human, God made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and God marked out their appointed times and their lands. God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, and we are his offspring. When the people heard about Jesus and the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said to Paul, "We want to hear you again on this subject." And some of these people became followers and believed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pretty early in the time of isolation, Disney made the generous decision to release for home streaming their movie Frozen 2, which means that, like most people with small children at home, we've watched that movie quite a bit over these last couple of months. This week in particular, I've had one of the songs, which is called Into the Unknown, stuck in my head. The heroine of the movie, Elsa, sings it as she is hearing a mysterious voice that she thinks might be calling her to go on an adventure beyond her own kingdom, into the unknown. Into the Unknown would also make a great theme song for the hero of the book of Acts, Paul, who is forever going and preaching into the unknown. In our passage today, Paul is strolling along the unfamiliar streets of an unknown place, Athens, among unknown people, the Greek Gentiles of that city, and he sees there the altars to all the many gods of the Greek religion, the god of war, the god of love, the god of the sea, and so on. And then, and I kind of picture this off on a little side street, perhaps, a bit out of the way, maybe smaller and shabbier than some of the other shrines, Paul spots one more with an interesting inscription. It says, "To an unknown god." This altar seems to be about covering the bases. We'll just leave this little shrine to an unknown god in case we missed anyone or anything. Maybe it's an act of humility in the Greek religion. Perhaps they were sophisticated enough to know that there were gods or dimensions of the divine that would extend beyond the human capacity to know. But whatever the purpose of this little altar, Paul sees it as an opportunity, a way in to proclaiming the gospel, which is what he's come to Athens to do. "What you worship as unknown," he says, "I now proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth." Paul is a clever preacher. He speaks carefully, and he weaves in language from the Greek religion itself, the phrases, "in whom we live and move and have our being," and "we too are his offspring," are both quoted directly from an invocation to Zeus, one of the Greek gods. But Paul borrows these familiar words, and he repurposes them to proclaim into the unknown what he does know, that God is not unknown or something we have made, but is in fact the boundless, eternal one who made us and the whole earth out of love, and who has been made known to us quite clearly in Jesus Christ. And that this one true God does not live within a shrine or off in some distant heaven, but is not far from any of us, and is active in the world, bringing justice and righteousness and assurance and hope to God's beloved offspring. That afternoon in Athens, Paul was doing the very thing which is the job of the faithful and the call of the church, both then and now, which is to proclaim gospel truth into the unknown. And we're certainly living with plenty of unknowns. There are the ordinary unknowns of life, and on top of those, all the extraordinary unknowns of this time. Part of what's so exhausting right now is how much there is that is just unknown to us. We don't know what the virus will do, how many lives it will take, how it will directly or indirectly affect us and the ones we love. We don't know how long our time of isolation will go on and what the economic or other kinds of impact might be. We don't know when we're going to be able to gather again or what it will look like when we do. And we don't know all the ways that we as individuals, as a culture, as a world, and as a church will be, and in fact are being even right now, transformed by this experience. The only thing we know for sure is that we will never be the same and that there's no going back to the way things were before. So what do we do in the midst of all of these unknowns? Well, we do what Paul did in Athens. The job of the faithful and the call of the church is to proclaim into the unknown what and who we do know. In a world that knows the power of a scary and deadly and mysterious virus, we proclaim a God who is always on the side of healing and curing and protection and wholeness and life and light. In a world that knows scarcity, that is convinced that there is not enough of personal protective equipment or food or rent money or toilet paper, we stand in the public square and we proclaim what we know, that our God is a God of plenty, who generously gives us life and breath and everything else that we need, and that there is enough for all. It's just up to us to share and not hoard or be greedy, so that everyone has what they need to thrive. In a world that knows and idolizes hierarchy and division, and that upholds systems of racism and prejudice, where we struggle, even in a global pandemic, to grasp how connected we all are, and how deeply our personal decisions, like to wear a mask when you go in public, can affect the health and the safety of other people. In the midst of all of that, we proclaim what we know, the God of peace. The one who made all the nations, whose image we all bear equally, who is not far from any one of us, and whose spirit binds us together in one human family where everyone, especially the ones who are most in need, are our neighbors, whom Christ calls us to serve. In a world full of distance and estrangement and loneliness, where people can't gather in the usual ways, we proclaim what we know, that God is everywhere and among us, not confined to an altar or a sanctuary, but on the loose in the world, and that the church is and always was much more than a building. We are the gathered and the scattered people of God, sent to be Christ's presence in the world wherever we are. And in a world that knows all too well, especially now, the power of pain and suffering and death, we are bold to declare the greatest thing we know, the source of all our hope, the resurrection of the dead through Jesus Christ. A truth that is so powerful and so mysterious that everyone must react to it. Some sneer, and some believe, and some hunger and begin to grasp for more, but no one is left unaffected, because this gospel is too big and too real and too powerful. Friends, in the weeks and the months ahead, there will be plenty of unknowns. But it is our job, and it is our joy, to proclaim into the unknown what we know and who we know. The God of creation, the one made known to us in Jesus Christ, who is present to us and among us and with us as a spirit of power and healing and love and hope. Follow your calling, my friends, and proclaim this truth into the unknown. Amen. Now, would you pray with me? God, in whom we live and move and have our being, as this time of isolation stretches on, we are weary. We miss each other. We miss our friends and our loved ones. We miss hugs and handshakes now that we cannot touch. We miss seeing smiles now that they're hidden behind masks. We miss our routines and our schedules, our errands and our outings, and being able to come and go as we please. So we pray for the huggers who are missing their hugs, the introverts who are stuck in their house with their family, the extroverts who are stuck in their house with only their family, the single folks who are alone, the children who are bored and lonely and only sort of understand what's going on. We pray for those who are worried about their parents and those who are worried about their children. We pray for those in the medical and scientific community who are working so hard every day for the health and safety of others. And we pray for the grocery store workers and custodial staff and garbage collectors and truckers and postal and delivery people who are keeping things running during this time. We pray for all the people who are out of work, laid off, or short of hours, and those without insurance or access to health care. We pray for those who live with addiction and dependency, for whom this weight is heavier because they already deal with so much. We pray to you as we always do, but with particular urgency in these days, for the sick and the hurt and those who care for them, for the dying and those who grieve, for the poor and those who are most vulnerable, for the anxious and those who feel most alone, for those in seats of power that they would choose to lead with wisdom and seek after the common good. And we pray for ourselves, that you would give us all that we need. We ask for an infusion of patience and perseverance and an extra measure of compassion and tenderness, especially toward the least, the last, and the lost, whom you call us to serve and protect. Into all that is unknown, O God, proclaim to us, and then allow us to proclaim to others your goodness, your truth, and your love for us all. Hear us now as we name in silence or out loud in our own spaces our specific concerns and the particular ways we need your grace. Hear our prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. It is always appropriate, as part of our worship, that we would respond to God's gift and grace with our own generosity. So I would invite you to take a moment now, or at the conclusion of this recording, to respond to God in prayer and then in action. Make that phone call. Write that note to the someone that you've been thinking of. Add groceries, especially peanut butter and jelly, to your grocery list for the food pantry the next time you make an order. And do consider making a financial gift to Stockbridge Presbyterian Church by mailing in a check or using our online giving at spcusa.org. We are depending on you to sustain the mission and the ministry of the church and to support both the building and the staff during this time. Know that as you give, it's not about dollars and cents. It's about grace. And it's about responding to God with all that we have and all that we are as a way of proclaiming something into the unknown. May you be blessed in all the ways that you respond to God and all the ways that you stay generous during this time. I charge you now, my friends, to go forth from this time of worship to love and to serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go and proclaim into the unknowns of this world and to people who are grasping and wanting to hear more about Jesus. Go and proclaim to them the goodness and the grace and the love of our God. And go knowing and trusting that you do not go alone. For the God who gives us life and breath and everything else is with us now and will abide with us forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.